Two University of Colorado researchers say they can easily make a special film for next to nothing, actually 50 cents a square meter. And that's important, especially in countries like Brazil, China, and India. Rongui Yang and Xiaobo Ying are getting positive reaction to their film. All right, without getting too technical, how does it work in layman's terms?
So put a very simple language, it releases the heat in the form of infrared light. So it sinks all the heat, goes to the film, converts into a light, and radiates them out toward the sky, and they go out and never come back. Therefore, the film itself cools down, even under the sunshine.
How would the film be installed? Would this be just put on when new buildings are constructed, or could you add it to an existing building?
Well, there are a few possible ways to use it. It depends on the building structure. If the building structure is in, say, in arid region without attics, which is essentially an insulation layer, without the insulation layer, you can lay our material on top of a roof and it can directly cool down the whole house. Then there are other possibilities, which essentially are the majority of the buildings in U.S., which has attic, has a very thick insulation layers. Now, the cooling, you would have to use some thermal systems to cool down. Essentially, we can use other material to cool some other media, for example, water pipes. And those water can be directed back to the living space, either through, say, hot water or cold water network is existing in the buildings. Or you can use them to cool your ceiling so that you can have another thermal radiation cooling the building, the living space.
So the buildings then would need water pipes to carry heat from the buildings inside.
Exactly. So it really, I mean, a lot of buildings do have those for hot water heating system, and a lot of those buildings has that. And the other possibility is we build a panel on your ceiling so that it can cool through the ceiling, called radiative cooling ceiling.
Where do we stand in your research? Is this still the early stages, or what is the next step?
It's an excellent question. I would characterize this into two possible ways. One way, if you just look at the material, if the material is reasonably mature for our case, it's kind of mature stage. Especially for many applications, you can directly lay the material on top of a surface to cool the surface down. For example, you can lay the material for solar cell cooling. Now, in terms of building applications and thermoelectric power plant cooling applications, I would say it's in the middle stage. We need to work a little bit more in designing the thermal systems, water cooling systems that can be cooled and can be directed to application. So it really is a mixed state.
What's been the reaction like nationally and internationally?
Overall, it's extremely vibrant, and everyone got excited. I mean, there are definitely great commercial value and societal value there. You see a lot of possibilities in using this material to cool many, many applications, including buildings, cars, windows, lots of excitement there. That's the national and international response, especially in terms of international, especially like arid region, like Middle East, Brazil. Those countries are extremely active. Then in U.S., I mean, we see a lot of response from Florida, Texas, and Arizona, and our Colorado itself as well. It's exciting to us.
Very good. Dr. Yang and Dr. Ying on their special cooling film. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.